Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
So Moses said to Aaron, Numbers 16, take a censer and put fire in it from the altar. Put incense on it. Take it quickly to the congregation. Make atonement for them. Wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun. And Aaron took it as Moses commanded, ran into the midst of the assembly. Already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. So the plague was stopped. Say, the plague was stopped. And tonight, as we are, as a body, coming into the presence of the Lord, we come with incense and we come with a sense of worship, looking to the Lord as our deliverer, as our strong high tower, as our defense. So, I wanted to ask, Heather will be kind enough to put, we will say, to share some things from Scripture. And this would be a good time for us as one of the called communities. We have been watching and praying for 25 years, every Friday night. And the Lord has really been with us, and I believe has given us a measure of authority to plead the blood of Jesus and plead for the people around the nations. But we plead with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We plead by the blood of Jesus. And we overcome by the authority and the grace of the blood of the Lamb. And so, right now, there's a lot of propaganda, and then there's news, and sometimes you can't make out the difference between the false, the fake, and the real. What are the exaggerations? And we come with high confidence in the name of the Lord. Come with great authority because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Say, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the name of Jesus. By the way, I do want to just take note of Whitaker and Marla and the whole worship team leading us tonight. Give them a big thank you. We bless you. Thank you. It's wonderful. You want to keep in the flow here. But there are several situations that, and I pray that many other thousands and multiple thousands of intercessors have been raised up and will continue to be inspired wherever they have known the name of Jesus and have a knowledge of the work, the complete work of the Lord. When Jesus said, by the way, it's important as we start to put the basis, the ground on which we have authority to stand in the gap. And one of the most amazing things that Jesus prophetically stated as he was at Calvary and hanging on the cross was, "It is finished." Say, "It is finished." So everything for us to obtain victory and defeat the purposes of the enemy, Jesus did it all. So we begin and we want to stand also at the conclusion of whatever we say. It's by the name of Jesus. It's by the complete work of Jesus. On that basis, we pray. On that authority, we pray. But God looks for intercessors. And especially at certain strategic signs. And we have by the past years and years. It's not months or weeks, but for years, we have stood in the gap. We have stood in the gap for, is this a token? Jesus had a rod of authority. Anyway. But I really like our president calling our media fake media. Because so much, we have had such an amount of propaganda all these past years. I'm so glad that this president doesn't pretend. So there it is, and there's the fake media. Say, yes, we have been lied to for years. Finally, there's someone courageous enough to state clearly. Anyway, in that context then, we are at present getting so many different reports from around the globe of this coronavirus. And the poor Corona beer company is really suffering because people have stopped buying the Corona beer because, it's connected somehow with Corona beer. I just want to make clear there's no connection with those guys. But we are seeing here in Iran, so many have gotten the virus, some in Italy, some in Canada, some, and they don't know how really, some kind of contact, but we don't know how it comes. But we're going to take the office we have been called as priests and kings. And priests are like intercessors that stand in the gap and plead before the Lord, the throne of God, for mercy for us all. And they have the authority to do it, just like Aaron and her were able to lift up the arms of Moses as he was interceding. So it says in 1 Peter, with plus several other places, that we are a peculiar people, a holy nation, royal priesthood. How many of you are believers? Raise your hand. Now you can turn to someone who has his hands raised, her hands raised. Keep your hands raised. And tell your neighbor, you are a royal priest. Turn to the other one, say, you have authority. So always keep getting stronger and stronger in your belief in Jesus. That's the foundation of your authority is Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, be anointed tonight in your priestly anointing. And then We are standing in the gap for people, for nations. That's why after I'm through, I just want some of you to gather around this atlas, world atlas, and lay hands. I mean, we do these things as a token, but I believe the Lord listens to our prayers, and we are asking for mercy, that the Lord will hold back the plague. One of the things that I read that really, really made me very positive is a group of Israeli scientists that said, I think we'll get this solved in a matter of weeks. We'll have a vaccine. Now remember the words of Jesus, who said salvation is of the Jews. And I'm combining that to the statement of the scientists in Israel. They have, by the way, they are really anointed for inventions. And many, many areas. Here is one of the smallest nation in the Middle East. And they have such a grace and favor from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So God bless Israel. And may their research, the Lord give them the answers. And then we bless the CDC here that there was, the Lord will anoint them to get the answers. But I remember several different quotes. One of the quotes says, fear knocked on the door and faith answered, and there was nobody there. So God does not give us, and we will not receive a spirit of fear. Amen? Praise God. Say, I am not receiving a spirit of fear. I am receiving faith. God does not give me fear. He gives me power, love, and a sound mind. And maybe the sound mind may be a very powerful statement of faith. I am not afraid. But believing in the Lord, yes, we are not receiving a spirit of fear. By the way, as we mentioned the coronavirus, the other thing that I would like to state here is that there's a major plague of locusts that is invading East Africa. It did, I think it touched Ethiopia, Somalia, and now it's come to Kenya. And I mean, vast plague of locusts. And it's like the ancient plagues. And I remember when I was a little boy, there would be seasons where there would be locusts, but there wouldn't be like cloud, a small cloud, but not a huge cloud. Right now, you could, do we have any pictures that show the locusts? It's quite something to see. And there are some, they are rising up in, from what I understand, in Pakistan. So its ally, China, said they're going to send them 100,000. Those are all locusts. And what they do is they eat every green thing and every vegetable and every, and the whole nation gets denuded. Then all the growth, all the crops completely wiped out because of the plague of locusts. And that's, we want to stand in the gap for that also tonight. And by the way, the reason it's like China may send a whole bunch of to help them confront some of the plague that's trying to come that way is they're sending them 100,000 ducks. I didn't know ducks ate. I mean, ducks can eat hundreds of locusts per duck. I didn't know that. But it's understandable. I want to go to Genesis 15. And see the scripture. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." So, in a vision. So we used to learn, and afresh, we need to learn to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Just a side little comment. God, as among the gifts of the Spirit, the visions and dreams, learn to interpret. We may have a session sometime and refresh ourselves in honor of John Paul Jackson, who one of our, you know, he used to do visions and dreams, didn't he? And dream interpretation. It would be fun to do that. But here, Abram has a vision. And in it, that's one of the most inspiring words. And I wanted us to underline it. And this is one of the words you want to grab. In the vision, where the angel came, not a vision, that was a reality, but the word that I got in the CD and throne, may we receive this living word for you, for me, God himself saying to you, do not be afraid. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. I want to underline here that God does not say, I'm going to give you a shield. He totally personalizes, comes there and says, I am your shield. I am your healer. I am your provider. I am Jehovah Nissi. I am. Before Abraham was, I am God. Jesus said, I am your shield. See, that's Jesus himself is personally becomes our shield. May that be so. For every home, and I declared that for every state, for every territory in the United States, we want to declare for every one of your children, the Lord is my son's shield. But the Lord is my daughter's shield. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we declare that you are our shield. In the midst of this coronavirus, we put the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord himself, as the shield over our homes, over our children, over our nation, that the coronavirus, whatever it tries to threaten, it is nullified completely, and it can no way harm us. We implore and we plead the blood of Jesus over this coronavirus. We thank you, Lord. It will not come near our dwelling. It'll not come on our nation. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And this happens, by the way, at a time where Abraham has at Sodom and Gomorrah and all of where his relative Lot is living, four kings have come and captured Lot and Abram feels like he is anointed and he is going to go rescue his relative. And there are four armies. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four armies. Each army may have, this is not accurate, but often the armies, they would have at least about 100,000, sometimes 200,000. Where they come to confront, the king of Syria sends his army, that's the impression you get, is almost 200,000 soldiers are there confronting. So that's a whole big armies. And Abram looks around and says, I got to rescue Lot. And say, how many men do you have? We have 318 men. We are going to attack them with 300. And it's crazy. And yet God puts his terror on those enemy forces and they run, they're defeated. Afterwards, Abram goes home and goes to sleep, and then he says, what did I do? I went and attacked with 318 men, four armies. I am dead man. And he is worried that he has made a big boo-boo. And then the Lord himself comes and gives him a vision and says, do not be afraid. Have no fear. Say, do not be afraid. I am your shield. So that is, we want to receive this as a promise from the Lord for us, for our families, for our children, for our nation, for our city. We are pleading the blood of Jesus for every family over this region, every family in the United States. And we will reject fear. I don't care what the fake news are saying. And they're almost hoping so that the president would be defeated. It's almost a horrible, nasty thing. They're cheering for the plague. Rah, 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 come on, plague. So it'll affect our economy. We're praying right now, Lord, protect our economy. Let it just get stronger and stronger and show them your strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you. Supernatural, we release a supernatural cure. Father, we pray that they'll find a supernatural vaccination that you give them. Speak to them in the night vision. Give them the solution supernaturally so that they can have the formula. Thank you, Lord. Wake up those scientists in Israel. Wake up the scientists here at CDC in Atlanta. We led many watches in Israel, in Atlanta. We send the Spirit of the Lord. We send supernatural answers so they'll find a cure for coronavirus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had another scripture that I wanted to look at. Praise you, Lord. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch. By faith, I mean, we can go on and on. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Now, this is the God kind of fear. That's a different thing. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Say, by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The Lord, in my references, I saw this one also. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. You shall see them no more forever. Say, no more forever.
No more forever.
So an Indian chief, didn't he have a statement? Remember, we shall have war no more forever. I think he was quoting scripture. There is a, wanted to share in that context, a psalm. It says, I felt like the Lord was impressing this upon me. God is our refuge, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our reference. Once again, the God of Jacob. We go Psalm 20. We have been sharing and preaching and emphasizing that the Lord of hosts is with us. Say, the Lord of hosts is with us, with our children, with our nation. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease into the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise the Lord. Give him a big clap offering. Put up your hands and let's declare the Lord of hosts is with us, with our families. With our nation. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Thank you, Lord. Give him a big thank you offering. Clap offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So we shall not be afraid. When fear knocks, faith answers. So we are going to be more than ever declaring the word of God, the word of victory. And we're going to stand against any kind of plague and thank the Lord for his solution, for his speaking to our researchers. Let them give them a vaccine. And we just take authority behind this big principality that's behind this virus. in the name of Jesus. And we bind the forces behind it. It's a principality, and it's been sent by the devil, and we are standing in the with the name of Jesus in authority as kings and priests, and we are taking authority over this virus, over it, that it will be of no effect, that the Lord will completely declare it null and void, that it has no power, it is completely depleted, that we shall not be afraid. Father, we release your hosts, we release your mighty power in your name, Lord, that this plague will come nowhere near our dwelling. It will not come near any of us. We thank you, Lord. We just totally nullify the effect of this virus, Lord. We thank you that we shall not fear, that you are releasing your power, binding this thing in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we give you the praise, even as in 2 Chronicles, the army surrounded Jehoshaphat, but they praised the name of the Lord, and you defeated the enemy. We thank you that tonight, as we pray and continue to worship you and give you praise, you are binding this virus and its effect. Lord, we thank you. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Say, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. We bind in the name of Jesus the every power behind the coronavirus. In Jesus' name, we shall not fear. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Lord, thank you. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We exalt the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord of lords. The King of kings. The Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. Give him a big clap offering. We thank you, Father. We exalt your name. By the way, I do want to say again how proud I was of All Nations Church, of the large number of volunteers that helped. And I just loved our time with the Daughters of the Lion conference. I mean, those ladies were so full of fire. And how many were able to be here with us during that time? It was so delightful. There were times where I had kind of wondered, you know, I don't want to overdo it, but boy, more and more the Lord's confirming that that's a wing of the army of God that the Lord is breathing on, and they're going to do mighty exploits. Those were some dangerous women, full of fire. So I want, as we you guys kind of lead us in some fire prayer. We want to do some intercession and praise. I want to pray for some of you guys. Come over here. Is there someone else that came for a specific healing? I want to send angels for Ellis. Yeah. God's doing. He is, and he does mighty deeds. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, any challenge. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, the mountains shake. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help, and right early. Thank you, Father. The Lord of hosts is with us. the God of Jacob, is our refuge. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.